We are learning Masechtas Beya, Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, and we're starting from the Mishnah. This Amud Aleph is one of the most sadistic Amudim in Masechtas Beya. So let's start from the Mishnah. Veshami Eimrim, Eimei Tzien Loyes HaKoton V'Loyes HaLula V'Loyes Sefer Teiru Shisharabim. Veshami says that even though you'll have to do a malachas on Yom Tov Tzarech Eichel Nefesh, and one of those malachas are Haitzah, to carry, let it carry out, but you cannot carry out your child. Even if it's mavuy and tais, even for a bris, you can't carry a child for a bris on yontif. You can't carry out your lulav, and you can't carry a sefer Torah to Rosh Rabbim. Let's say the shul needs a sefer Torah. You cannot carry, according to Beis Shammai, on yontif, any of these things. Ubeisil matir, and Beisil holds it is mutter. Like Rashi explains, because a katan is not tzarech achila. Therefore, only oichel nefesh is mutter according to Beis Shammai. But according to Beisil, he says no, it's mutter to be moitzi these type of things, like a katan or a lulav or a sefer Torah. And as we learn the Gemara, we'll explain this better. Zok the Gemara. Tani Tana kamei der Yitzchak bar Avdimi. There is a Tana who learned the Braisa in front of Yitzchak bar Avdimi, and the Braisa says like this: Hashoichet oilas nedava b'yamtiv leika. Someone shechs oilas nedava on yamtiv, he gets malchus. That means a oila that's a chayvus hayoyim. We know it's doicha Shabbos on yamtiv. But what about oilas nedava? So the Braisa said in front of Yitzchak bar Avdimi, that someone learned the Braisa that says that if someone shechs oilas nedava on yamtiv, you get malchus because it's not tzarech oichel nefesh. You can't eat it. Everything gets burnt on the Mizbeach. So you're over the Malacha of Loisas, the Kamalacha on Yomtiv, and you get Malkus. Amalei, so Rav Yitzchak says back to this person who learned the Braisa in front of him, the Amalach Mani, who's this Braisa like? Beishami? The Amri, Loyamina Matoich, Shehutra, Hitzal, Lutzarech, Hutun Amish, Loyotzarech. That means Rav Yitzchak learned Pshar in our Mishnah was that Machlekes Beisham Beisil is, if we say this idea called Matoich. Matoich means since the Torah was Mat, a certain Malachas Gaba Eichel Nefesh, therefore, those malachas will be also not aser midaraisa, even shaloyot tzarech oichel nefesh. So he says, Beis Shammai who holds that you're not like carry out your katan or your lulav, because he holds that the only heter was for oichel nefesh. There's no mutaych. You don't say mutaych that was muta for oichel nefesh, it's muta for other things. Masha Inkein, Beis Hillel holds that mutaych shahotra l'tzarech, it's hotu osanam shloyot tzarech, which means oichel nefesh, it's mutl oichel nefesh, it's even mutl shloyot oichel nefesh. The Ibeis Hillel, so if we're going to go to Beis Shammai, we understand, if you shech to oils nadav, which is not tzarech oichel nefesh, you get malchus. But the Ibeis Hillel, if we're going to go to Beis Hillel, ha'amina matech shutra hitzal tzarech, hotu nami shloyot tzarech, that he holds that any time it's mutter hitzal tzarech, it's hotu nami shloyot tzarech. Ha'achi nami matech shutra shchitl tzarech, hotu nami shloyot tzarech. So here also, you'll say the same idea. Matoich hutra shchit l'tzarech, hutra nami shaloi l'tzarech. Because the Fibay Silal, that if you let a shech l'tzarech eating, you can so the guy else don't be the same thing. So what should be, so therefore it shouldn't be a malchus. So he's saying that this brice is only going to Beis Shammai, not going according to Beis Hillel. It's only going to Beis Shammai, not Beis Hillel. That's what they said. So Maskvla Rabba says, how do you know what Machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is? We're assuming now, Machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is, do you say Matoich or not? Beis Shammai holds you say Matoich, therefore, Haitzah is Kata's Mutter. And Masha Inkein, right, Beis Shammai holds Matoich, there's no Matoich, therefore, you're not allowed to carry the Kata. And Beis Hillel holds his Mutter, and therefore, by Elos Adav will be the same Machlekes. How do you know that's the Pshan Armishtah? Maskvla Rabba, my, the Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, how do you know Beis Shammai Beis Hillel arguing about this prat of Matoich? Maybe Dilma be'erev v'hitzal Shabbos ve'ena erev v'hitzal Yom Tov Mifki. Maybe they are arguing if there's such an idea of erev and hitzal by Yom Tov at all. Maybe it's only by Shabbos. Mar sava erev v'hitzal l'Shabbos ve'erev v'hitzal Yom Tov. That both Shabbos and Yom Tov have a din of erev and hitzal, which we'll explain what that means. Well, mar sava erev v'hitzal Shabbos ve'ena erev v'hitzal Yom Tov. But one of my name was known as only Hitzah on Shabbos, not on Yom Tov. It says in the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, you shouldn't carry out a package out of your house on Shabbos. It's Mashma. Daf could be on Shabbos. Shabbos in, but Yom Tov Loi. And what's the Pshat of this? There's a din of Hitzah. Hitzah is one of the Lama Tes Malachas. But like Tosfos explains, it's considered a Malacha Gerua. For whatever reason, if you learn Masechta Shabbos, it's in Malacha Geruah, there's no oif to it, and nothing gets created, nothing gets made. So it's a lesson of Malacha Geruah. So the Havmin is that even though on Shabbos, we learn that from Pasuk Vayavir, Kol B'machna, is the Issa HaYitzah, but maybe Yontif, there's no Issa HaYitzah whatsoever. And we even have a riot there. Yirmiyah, he says, well, he said, Siu Masa, gives a Musa, don't carry a Masa on B'yom HaShabbos. Masa, daf B'yom HaShabbos, Issa Yitzah, not on Yontif. What does the word Erev mean? So that Rashi says means Erev Chatzeris. It means Erev Chatzeris. Tosfos doesn't love this pshat because he has a kasha that what's the gay Erev Chatzeris on Yontif? You anyway allowed to carry Mechatzel Chatzel Tzarech. So Tosfos answers later on that kasha, it's the gay Fishloy Tzarech that you have to have an Erev Chatzeris. But Tosfos himself has a different gear, so he says it's all one thing. It says it's Erev Haitzah, which means the Issa Haitzah is Ma'urev in the other Malachas. That's all it means. Erev is not a separate thing. Yesh Erev Haitzah Yontif means that there's a mixture of the Issa Haitzah with the other Malachas on Yontif. That's all it means. Erev is Lashon of Ma'urev, meaning mixed. There's no word Erev, but Rash learns Erev means Erev Chatzeris and Yitzah. Back upon him, what's the Machlaikas maybe? Maybe B'Sham and B'Sil both hold that you don't say Metaych. And since you don't say Metaych, if you shech the Oilus, the Dava on Yontif, you are Chayif. Because it's a Shechit Shloya Tzarech Echel Nefesh. What's the Machlaikas on Mishnah? The Machlaikas on Mishnah is there Issa Yitzah on Yontif? According to B'Sil, there's no Issa Yitzah on Yontif. Let it carry, no matter what. And B'Sham holds, Beishamios, there is an Issa Haitzah on Yontif, therefore you cannot carry the cotton and the lulav. Right, yeah. The argument if there's a din Erev Haitzah on Yontif. One man the Emma says that there's a din only on Shabbos is an Issa Haitzah, not on Yontif. Other man knows, no, Kishem is Issa on Shabbos, there's also Issa on Yontif. That's Beishamios, the Issa Haitzah, it's all not. But maybe everyone agrees that those things Mataych. How do you know those things Mataych? Maybe Pshat HaMishnah is, but like it says, is there Issa Haitzah on Yontif B'chlal? So Mask of Law, Rav Yosef, Elamiyato, if that's the case, that according to, for example, according to Beis Hillel, there is no Issa Haitzah on Yontif, Liflugu V'Avonim, argue by Avonim. Like Rashi explains, that the reason why we have an Issa Tiltul Muksa, why aren't you allowed to move Muksa on Shabbos? Zok Rashi, the reason is because the Gzeira you might carry down to Shirabim. That's the right reason why it's Issa Muksa. And it's Taka brought down Rashi like that by Issa Muksa. One of the Issa two Muksa, Rashi, that's the Issa Muksa. The reason why you now have a Tiltul Muksa is because of Otto Haitza. So therefore, the Mars Kasha is that if Beis Hillel held that it was Muddu Haitza, let Beis Hillel save him more. You let it Metatal Avonim, let it Metatal stones on Yon Tavosa. Why? Because there's no Issa Haitza. The whole Issa was Issa Haitza. And Rashi just speaks out that if the reason why we're allowed to move Muksa is because Isser Haitza, so I shouldn't be able to move anything on Shabbos because I might carry it out. Why Dafka stones? Why, I can't move my talent either because I might carry it outside. So Rashi on that answer is that you're right, but Umashloi Gozru al Kolto Tulim afil al Oichlam Akalim, Rashi says from the Ein Gozruin Gzeira al Tzibur al Kain Reiva Tzibur Yuchin Lamboy. Echanami, you would have made a Gzeira on that, but people wouldn't want to handle that, not to move your food, can't move your Danish anywhere. So therefore, they weren't massacring on that. But the Gemara's kash is, Avivai Beis Hillel holds Mutter Du Haitzah, so it's Mutter to Metaltal Avonim also, and let that be part of the Machlaikas. Elam and Loi Mifugi Avonim, but since the Mishnah not argue about Avonim, Shvami no, but Haitzah Shaloi Tzarech Pligi. We're arguing about Haitzah Shaloi Tzarech, which means, do you say Metaych or not? Which means like this, that even though Lamaisa, what do you do with the Pasuk that says, by Yirmiyah, you have to say that Rashi explains that's because Shabbos he was giving Musa on everything, but he didn't give Musa on Yontif now because Shabbos is more chomer and halavai let them listen to us by Shabbos and then we'll worry about Yontif. But avada the Issa Haitzah on Yontif. So what's the machlokes? Why is Basil says mutar on Mishnah? Teretz is there's the idea of metoich shehutru. That's Machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Now, what exactly does this mean, Metaych? So, how far does it go? So, Rashi learns that according to Beis Hillel, that Minat Torah, let's say Bishul, it's mutter to do any type of Bishul on Yom Tov Minat Torah. They actually made a Gzera der Rabbanon that if there's no Tzairich, says then, it's not a Tzairich Yom Tov at all, then you can't do it. But it's Dinder Rabbanon. Mid the Raisa Metaych says everything is mutter. But Medin Rabbanon, they answered anything that was Shloi L'Tzair. So it means like this, that the reason why you're allowed to carry a cotton or a lulav and a sefer Torah is because it's a shtickle L'Tzair. shtikla tzairich, and therefore it's mutter according to Beis Hillel. But to carry out stones would be usher to carry, because that's shleilat tzairich. That's, or even anything else. Tais speaks out in Rashi that means any davar she tzairich yontiv would be usher. Now, what?
Yeah,
no, no. So now, so Tais has a kasha on Rashi, Rashi's pshat. That im kain, the halacha is, the Gemara says in Pesachim and other places, that if you cook from Yom Tov L'Chol, if you cook today for tomorrow, for a weekday, it's loike, you get malchus. L'Chol, if you're Rashi, we're going with the Basila, we have Matayich, why you get malchus? It's also, but you're going to get malchus, you have Matayich. So therefore, Tosfos argues on Rashi a little bit, and he learns that Matayich only is Mata, things that are Tzarech Yom Tov. It's only matter tzarech yontif, but anything that's not tzarech yontif is also mederaisa. It's also taka mederaisa. Avashloitz, I'm reading Tosfos Lashon. Avashloitz tzarech yontif klal vade de osam in at hayrok and oifim yontif achol umoitzi avonim the leka loy tzarech hanefesh loy simchas yontif chayv mederaisa v'chi pligi beisham beisila v'dvarim she'ein al tzarech hanefesh. The whole machlokes beisham beisila is like this. It's not oichel nefesh. The ikavem tzarech yontif ksas, a little tzarech yontif, goin, katan lamoyloi, katan mikfamila, the mitzvah nikva tzarech yontif, velula lots of luv to shake a lula, vesev tar lukas boy, vechem peres berechananel, and he says, lav davka katan lamoyloi, even the tiyul also is mutter, that's also considered a stick of simchas yontif. So Tosfos asked them, what's pshat, why would shochet oilos nadava, then not get malchus according to the Beis Hillel? Vishal fi Rashi's pshat, we understand why you don't get malchus, because everything you don't get malchus. Everything, even... What? Right, so but if you speak out, if you're Rashi, of course you don't get malchus. Nothing get malchus. It's only the Rabbanon that get it. But if you're Tosfos, there has to be Tzarech Simchas Yontif. What's the Tzarech Yontif to the Shaykh El Zadava? And for Tosfos, yes, Loimar, that by Shchitas Oil Osset, Nami Hoch Nami Ike Simchas Yontif, Shleir Shulchanok Malei, Veshulchan Rabbach Reikam. You know, your tail will be full, and your Rebbe's tail will be empty. That's why it's called Simchas Yontif a little bit also. So it means it's important to Tosfos. Mitoich says only Tzarech Yontif is mutter. Shloi Tzarech Yontif also. For example, let's say this. Let's say someone brings his lulav to shul. He shakes it. He goes to his parents' house to eat the suda, and all his kids and wife shakes the lulav. Now he wants to bring it home for tomorrow, and he's going to walk through Rosh Hashanah. It's Osir Midaraisa, according to Tosfos. Midaraisa. To bring home that lulav, that's the Raisa. It's not dangerous to leave it by his parents' house. Nothing's going to happen. No one's going to touch it. You have a nice closet there, put it away. You bring it home, you're Osir Midaraisa, according to Tosfos. Lav, Malchus. That's what happens if you get it Asra. It's Mechiv Malchus. According to Rashi, it'll be Isra Rabban. Also, nothing major either. You don't want to have Isra Rabban either. But according to Tosfos, Ad Kekach, it'll be Isra the Raisa to carry. It means it's Isra to carry on Yontif. People think it's mother to carry on Yontif. It's also to carry on Yontif. For example, someone has a dirty tissue in his pocket that has no use for it, whatever. He has to be careful, because it could be, if there's no Erev, then according to Tosfos, it's Isra the Raisa. That's what happens, because there is an Isra Haitzah comes out. And according to Rashi Tosfos, how far Matech goes, but Zicha Isra the Raisa. Zog the Gemara Vaita. Right, yeah. Right, it could be in shul, it could be in shul, you scared to get ruined, so it could be that's a different heta, maybe. It's a chaykes in Shulchan Aruch, if daiga is enough of a heta called tzarek, that's a daiga, it's a chaykes, rather. According to Mishru, you have to be machmer. But daiga is enough. So in the shul, you have a daiga to leave your little nesek there, so it could be you can bring it home for that reason. That's daiga. That's a chaykes. That's a chaykes. But you bring up your wife, for sure it's fine. For sure it's fine. It's a tzarek mitzvah. Yeah, tzarek yante, that's a shul mitzvah. Zog the Gemara, I just want to bring out the point that's from this, not saying. Zog the Gemara Vaita. But after Rabbi Yochanan Savar, Rabbi Yochanan also says, Machlokes Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai is if you have an idea called Metoich. The Tanya Tanakh made Rabbi Yochanan, Hamavashal Gira Nasha, Becholav, Beyamtev. Someone took a Gira Nasha, which is Asher, and if it has the meat, and he cooked it with, going to the Madayama, because Gira Nasha is called, yes, we give it nice times, the meat to it, and he cooked it in Cholav, on Yamtev, and he ate it. He's like a chomish. He gets five malchus, and the Mark speaks out. Reichen speaks out which things are the Brisa who said in front of Reichen speaks out what yichayef. What's the five chiyuvim? Loika mashum avashal. First thing yichayef for is from vashal gid, which is a iser malacha av malacha, and it's not royal la'achila. So therefore, it goes into the iser of cooking on Yontif. You're not cooking Yontif Shleil Tzarech. So first, Malkizim Shum Vashal. You don't have to be as good Afka, but Vashal give a Yontif. Because on Yontif, you're not allowed to cook. That's number one. Veloika Mishum Eichel Gid. You get another Malkiz for eating Gid and Asha. That's number two. Number three, Veloika Mishum Vashal Basa Vachal. There's a separate Isser that you're not allowed to cook pasta v'chalav. We know it says loyse vashal gadiva chalevi mai three times in the Torah. One for issa achila, one for issa hadna, and one for issa bishal. There's a separate issa bishal on pasta v'chalav. So that's number three. For loyke m'shav oichel pasta v'chalav. Number four is if you eat pasta v'chalav, you chayiv malchus. Besides eating the giran asha, you chayiv al pasta v'chalav. But like Meshum Havara, you also over from making the fire to cook the food, which is also Aser because it's there's a Issa Havara because he it's also Shloya Tzarech, it's Giran Asher. So he says from Rabbi Yechon. So Rabbi Yechon says, I don't agree to all five Lavim. Why not? Amalei Puk Tani Labra. Go read that Braisa outside. Leave that Braisa outside. That's not a good Braisa. Why? Havara Bishal in a Mishnah. You cannot chayev an yontif Havara Bishal. So why not? We'll see in a second. Let's see. Imtim Slayma Mishnah Beishamai. He and if you Imtim Slayma Mishnah, if you want to say it's a Mishnah, if you want to say that you don't want to throw it out because you think it's a real legit brisa, then Beishamai. It's Beishamai. The Amri Leaminam Teich Shutro Tzara Tzara Chutanam Shutro Tzara. Then it's going with Beishamai. Holds just like by Hitzol. We don't say Leaminam Teich Shutro Tzara Tzara Chutanam Shutro Tzara. Hachinami loyam rinon meteich shetu avar l'tzarech adram shetu tzarech. He says same thing by avar also. You say that and by bishul. The e beis hillel because if this mishnah is beis hillel, kiven the emrina meteich shetu haitzah l'tzarech adram shetu tzarech. We say by haitzah that's mutter l'tzarech achanefesh also not l'tzarech achanefesh. Hachinami meteich shetu avar l'tzarech adram shetu tzarech. It's all the Ramah Shari Tzarech also. So he can't be Chayef Avar Bishl. Even Shlel Tzarech can't be Chayef Malkus because it's just like it's Mutter Vayach Nefesh, Mitoich says it's Midarayat Samutter Shlel Tzarech. What?
Even the purpose of
here? But if you're Rashi, so if you're Rashi, it's very good because Rashi is good. But you're asking if you're Taisis, what's going on over here? Here to be Chayef the Raisa because it's no its purpose. Taisis asks the Kasha, top Taisis. But Zokter Rashash, this kash of Taisis is the Makar to Rashi. The Makar to Rashi says that Mataych works for everything, it's only the Rabbanik that is also this derived, you get an Asha. That's what Rashash says. And another point that's why it sounds like Rashi a little, so it says, Mataych Hutulot Tzarech, Hakanami Hutur Shalayla Tzarech. Shalayla Tzarech Masha, Layla Tzarech at all. The fitaisis, this hutru tzarech hachanefesh. So what do you have to say? Fitaisis, you have to read it. Mitoch hutru tzarech hachanefesh. Hutru shuloy tzarech hachanefesh. El tzarech simchas yontif. That those are two reasons where Rashi comes from. But that's still machlekes Rashi taisis. But kaponim comes out of here. Big machlekes mitoich. We pass like Basila that there is the mitoich, and we said machlekes Rashi and taisis. Now the Gabi taisis kasha Rashi. The why ma'ifah yomtiv lechoil are you chayiv? That was a big. That was bumba kasha on Rashi. So the common asanel. In Sivkot and Lamed asks this kasha, and he answers, he says, even Rashi holds, it has to be, he says, the Leimirim HaTayich Elav is Man HaAchilo Sheroyu Lassus Bem Oichel Nefesh. You have to be, if you're cooking for Zman, that's Mut of Oichel Nefesh, then even if you're cooking for no reason at all, there's a Matayich. But if you're cooking for tomorrow, which is no Het Oichel Nefesh tomorrow, then even Rashi will agree that it's like you're cooking for tomorrow, which there's no Oichel Nefesh there at all, there's no Het Oichel Nefesh, yeah, you have to understand it. Taisa obviously is not. I am the Karmel Sala, answer the Kasha and Rashi, but this is the Big Bachelor's Rashi and Taisa's. Back upon him, that's what comes out in this big Sugya Matayach. Obviously, you can just see this Sugya is a huge Sugya, and you could go through a lot in the Sugya, but this is for Adkan.